Just like Idaho, but bigger. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. It's an old story here in the West. The urban spaces just do not mesh with the open spaces. I talked with Keaton Ems, who runs a Christmas tree farm in Corvallis, Oregon. And for him, the last straw was Oregon's climate change agenda.
Trying to outlaw diesel. They figured that, oh, we can just make electric, and it just doesn't work that way.
So he is now in charge of government relations at Citizens for Greater Idaho, which has passed resolutions in seven Oregon counties requiring county officials to study the possibility of simply moving the state border to the west so they can be governed not by Oregon, but by Idaho. Unlike some of these other rural movements, however, this one doesn't fling around a lot of us versus them rhetoric.
I have no qualms with Democrats. It's nothing issue about that. We're just outnumbered and outvoted 4-1. They have no need to, you know, take in our input. So moving to Idaho is moving to a jurisdiction, to a government that is geared towards rural citizens' need. It's like a smaller fish in a smaller pond.
No diatribes against latte liberals. Instead, he has his own plans to cut diesel use by building a deep water port in Coos Bay, Oregon, which would then be in Greater Idaho, and truck the goods to and from there, avoiding the congestion of Portland.
You know, if we could just go to the ocean down in Coos Bay, we won't be driving, you know, these semi trucks, you know, causing congestion, causing pollution in the Portland area. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
Except maybe for the Port of Portland. But if we're serious about climate change, maybe that's what has to happen. And again, he emphasized, this is not a secession movement.
We're not the Cascadia movement that was trying to secede from the United States, take Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia, create their own country. It's just changing the jurisdiction of already existing states.
I don't know how practical the idea is, but what impressed me is the way he's pursuing it. No anger, no drama, just working county by county until the Oregon legislature either listens or just decides it's time for an amicable divorce. In which case, Oregon gets to keep the cities and Idaho gets enough pieces of eastern Oregon, eastern Washington, maybe Northern California, to make it the third largest state in the union after Alaska and Texas.
Idaho but bigger and Oregon but smaller.
Not us versus them, just us without them.